the annoying thing in this is that we have spent so much money.
Oh, we shouldn't talk about that.
And potentially so much time, way more time for you than for me, because my setup has just always been pretty consistent. And now we have a new solution that is so simple and so easy. And if this works, it's frustrating because it just works.
But let's get real. So the solution you're talking about is these Sony Bluetooth microphones that...
Yeah, the whatever they're called. The new podcast.
Well, Sony has some really great names. So this is the WSQHR323-6. Look it up, friends. It's on Amazon. So the idea is that these are wirelessly connected to the hot shoe. Which last week we were doing the shotgun mics, which are fine, but it sounded pretty bad.
Well, I want to interject there real quick. Just a pause on your end. I need to apologize to our two listeners because by the time you hear this episode, the last two episodes that you listened to did not sound good, and a lot of that is on me because I was using a hot shoe mic that is meant for vlogging.
Yeah.
Which would work fine if I was vlogging. However, my distance to my camera is a little bit longer than an arm's length. Actually, about two arm lengths. And so it doesn't sound good. Now, you were using your normal mic. You sounded fine.
No, I wasn't. I was using the same mic you were using. I was actually using the lower quality version of yours. Because remember,
I think yours is a lot closer, probably. You sounded better than I did.
Well, I sound better than you. I mean, I look better, sound better. Okay. Those are related to the tools.
Oh, boy. Oh, here we go. All right. So, well played, sir. So, I went out after listening to that, and I was like, okay, this got to be a better solution. I know Sony makes another microphone. It's meant for podcasting. I watched some YouTube videos, some side-by-side comparisons.
Yeah.
It sounded great. So I bought one, and then I told you about it. And then you didn't say anything in true John fashion.
Yeah.
And like a few days later, I was like, yeah, I got my microphone. I don't know if it needs to be, like, does it need to be charged or whatever? And you're like, well, the instructions say you need to plug it in and charge. I'm like, come on, John.
I mean, what I should have done is saved it for the pod.
You should.
I like to be – do you know Federico Vitici? Do you pay attention to Mac Stories?
I do.
His surprise this week was an all-timer with the Mac pad. It's maybe one of it's maybe one of the greatest, like, all-time. He loves to surprise his John Voorhees. And so I like that too. I like doing that too. But I want to get back to the point. This setup is, because we don't want to spend an hour on setups. The listeners don't want to hear this. It's not that it's not simple and easy. It's that there is no redundancy in what we're doing. So if this stops recording, I have no way to know if I'm peeking. I don't know if this is good quality. Also,
well, you know if you're peeking because you have the lights in front of the microphone.
Am I going to look like this while we're talking?
Like, well, my microphone's sitting on my desk. I can just glance down and see it.
I'm not going to do that because I'm focused on delivering a great video experience.
To all the listeners who will not have a video version of this podcast.
Apologize for the listeners. That's, if you go viral, you might, you know.
But we don't do videos anymore.
Well, why am I recording video then?
Because this is the setup, and I need to talk to you about that.
What's the point?
No, I need to talk to you about that. We're going to keep recording video because eventually we do want to get back into doing shorts. However, the thing I need from you, and it won't be on this episode, but starting next week, I need your camera just either further away from your face.
I put the camera back in the good spot. It's nice and far away.
The challenge is, obviously we can't tell. And so, like, I can't see what it's going to look like on the final version. I can only see what you look like on your computer thingy, right? Because last week I was messing around. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a video. Let me just see what this looks like. And, like, I can't zoom in far enough, and I can't zoom you out far enough.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, that's – whatever. Anyway, so – it is a very simple process, There is no redundancy.
I like the idea. I worry about the redundancy, for one. It's also not a podcast setup. Like, we're recording the audio baked into the video. And while that doesn't bother you because you edit the video that way, like,
yeah,
if I were recording a podcast, I wouldn't do it this way if we were just doing a podcast, right? It doesn't make sense. But
it would work just fine.
You know, thousands of dollars later to make sure Ryan has a great audio experience.
It's
all for the Ryan. That's what we do.
All for the Ryan. That should be the new name of our podcast. If we ever start a third podcast, it'll just call it All for the Ryan.
When we guest him later this year, that'll be the way we do it. Okay.
But you know what I do really like? One last note. What I really like about this setup is that you can literally record from anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for the thing we talked about with your job changing, if you need to go remote and sit in a hotel room, like, it's so small that this is such an easy setup.
Yeah,
you can record from anywhere. Are you going to do an arm? I thought about doing a little Elgato low-profile arm. I just hate all that stuff attached to my desk.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, this microphone is, 4 inches tall? It's 1.5 inches at its base. Like, it's so small. I don't want extra stuff attached to my desk either.
Is it 4 inches? So you wouldn't call that 6?
No, it's definitely not 6. If that's your 6, your measurements are way off. Right. Yeah. Okay. Remember, we had to keep this PG.
Just talking
for the riot.
No, that's for Avery. Okay. Well, we got it set up. I'm excited about that. I've got other updates for you. Within the last 7 minutes, I finished another movie.
Which one is that? Is this number three for the year?
Dune. I watched Dune.
One or two?
One. I mean, I'm obviously at home, so you know it's one.
Okay. Hey, better late than never. What'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of setup. I mean,
it is a lot of setup.
It's a lot of, like, kicking off Herbert's, you know, masterpiece. Like, you know, this is what it's going to be. Zendaya shows up for like 4 seconds in that movie. But that makes me want to, it made me want to get to the theater and see two. So maybe I will.
I've seen the first one a couple times, just watched it a couple times. I loved it. I thought it was great. I've heard nothing but amazing things about 2. So I am really, really excited. I keep wanting to go see it in IMAX, and it's all sold out.
Yeah.
So I think at this point, I will probably just wait until it's available. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just watch it at home on my setup. So, Dune 1 was great. I just, to your point, I think the setup was great. Storytelling was great. Cinematography is great. A lot of character development in that movie. But I think, you know, when you think about remakes and you think about adaptations of books, I think they nailed it.
Oh, yeah. So I really enjoyed it. I thought the characters are great. Cinematography is gorgeous. I watched it in two different mechanisms. So I watched it in the Max Apps immersive environment for 80% of it. I had 20 minutes left and I actually just finished it on the regular TV. And, you know, which each have some trade-offs, right? Video quality and sound quality, basically. And it was great. Really, really enjoyed it. Thought it was awesome. Can't wait to see 2. I did that. I had one more update for you. I can't remember what it was. It was something in the similar fashion of something I did out of character. I joined you on the cancel party.
What'd you cancel?
The same thing.
Oh, the order?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just you got tired of waiting?
I could live with the waiting. You know, it's a little bit of the, like, is this worth it? Well, I'm off for a little bit of time. I took a staycation for the kiddos for spring break. And so one of my plans, I've got my, like, list, you know, of all the things I'm going to do. And selling some of the cameras and, like, deciding what that future is part of that list. And then I just did some, like, cleanup of stuff I have. Actually, it made me laugh. So I'll send you a picture that I was looking through some photography stuff, and you know I have enough gear to start a whole business, right?
You could sell your rental business.
I could, yeah. It's bad. And
I'm
not gonna do that. But yeah, so last week y'all will catch that the podcast kind of goes out at some point.
Two weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. And it was my camera overheated again. My ZV-E1, which is an awesome camera, with one exception, which it cannot stream and record at the same time. And I bought, when it went out the last time, I went on Ulanzi's website and I bought this little fan that you stick on the back of the camera and it cools it down. And you're now seeing the first episode with it turned on. It is running right now.
Good. Well, anything that will help keep your camera working properly. It's great. Also, just to avoid any other disastrous obstacles, do you have enough battery?
Yeah, I'm at 98%.
Okay, good. Hey, I'm just checking all the
boxes. I'm really nailing the setup this year.
Yeah. We're three episodes in, and there's a few things. First of all, we're in the third month of the year, and you have seen three movies.
I know.
You're on a record pace right now.
I'm going to start another one tonight. I'm going to start Barbie. Well, okay. Here's what I'm actually facing up against. I want you to give me your advice for spring break, okay? So
yeah.
I made my list of things to do, and there's lots of like cleaning related things, right? So I've been adding these contact sheets to the cabinets that we just replaced. The cool fan just fell off the back of the camera, so we'll see how this goes. It's great, high quality. That's on my list, right? Lots of cleaning stuff. I got the camera sales to do. I've got lots of things to do for work. I got some workout related goals, but I have two kind of need the mirrors votes. Okay. So on the one side, it has to do with diet related. So I feel like I'm at a bit of an impasse and I need some guidance. So I want to talk about that. And then the other one has to do completely differently with like media intake. So for this week, I could either watch or get started on a couple shows that I've been waiting to watch. So these shows are Succession season 2, 3, and 4. The Bear, you know, my obsession with cooking, and I've heard it's like super high on the list of things to do. Uh-huh. And I got a couple of movies in there to watch, like Barbie, right? Or Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which I already own. Do I start playing it?
This shouldn't even be a difficult thing for me to answer, except for the fact that you fully invested in a gaming console.
Yeah. It's a more financial...
Just to play a single game.
However, my favorite game of all time, mind you.
Yeah, but you played it before, so it's not new.
No,
it's
this is
redone.
No.
It's remastered.
No, that's not what this game is.
Is it a remake?
No, that was called Final Fantasy VII Remake. This is the next one, which is called Rebirth, and it is a alternate timeline. It's a multiverse. It's getting ungodly great review scores, and it's kind of like diverting off the path if the world changed.
Well then. Since you put it that way, Succession, finish Succession.
Yeah. That's higher on your list.
Finish Succession. I think Succession was one of the best shows I have seen in a long time. The Bear is also really good. We've watched season one. We have not started season two. I think the thing with The Bear, I like it and I dislike it for a couple reasons. Really good show. Character development's great. Topic is great. It's fun to watch. It's short episodes. It's a lot of like literal drama.
Yeah.
Like it's not a drama, but it's just a lot of drama. But like in like a bickering kind of way that it's not good or bad. It's just, you know, you gotta be ready for it,
yeah,
I guess.
Sure.
I think. Succession to me is just great. It's just great.
Okay.
I would recommend finishing that. And that's going to take the most amount of time. Maybe not as much as playing Final Fantasy. But it definitely will take more time than The Bear will. The Bear's 30-minute episodes. You can watch that at any point. You don't have to watch it when you're, you know, when you have a week. So, excuse me. I would do Succession and then sprinkle it in with Final Fantasy to break it up if you wanted to. Because I know you really want to play that game.
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to do that. It was just really like a timing thing. Like what's more important. I feel the way I'm treating Succession and The Bear is like a nice bottle of wine. Like I can open it whenever. I know it's going to be great. I don't need to worry so much about it being perfect today. I know it's going to be fantastic.
But Final Fantasy falls into the same category.
I know, but if I don't play it, I'll stop. I know me. Like I have a real small window.
But you can't stop if you've never started.
Well, I guess stop is the wrong term. I'll put it aside and never do it, and that's worse.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta decide.
I'm kind of in a similar boat in a way. Like I had gotten really into playing games before I moved, And then lately, I've been just so busy that I don't play anything. I haven't played anything since I moved in over a month.
Yeah.
So
Well,
it's
we can talk in a little bit of code later.
and I don't know how I bring it
So
back.
it's
Interesting.
spring break. I have some spring break
Yeah.
related questions.
I thought we talked about this already, about your questions.
No, the other I
Or
said there was a second
oh.
question.
Yeah, the diet
Yeah,
thing.
all right. So I know we've talked about this a lot of times. Is I need to decide what the plan is coming out of this break. And I feel like I'm stuck in the same options we're always stuck in with the same typical outcomes. And I have a feeling where you're going to tell me. So I'm going to ask it a little bit differently. Like you started a new life, moved across the country. He's in the witness protection program. If you don't know, that's what I mean by that.
Yeah. Well, so much for that
Have,
cover.
are you still on keto? You've done a great job. You haven't failed at all. You've been 100% successful since you've been gone.
Absolutely not. So here's what happened. I actually was doing really well for 2 straight weeks. And in this past week, we had corporate meetings all week long. And so basically it was like 7:30 in the morning start times. Corporate company dinners every night of the week, and it was just like there's no way, right? Like I stuck to like the fasting part of it, but I knew there was no way I was going to be able to stick to keto when it was kind of sponsored dinners, and so I essentially took the week off, and I am back on it tomorrow. Now I think I need to make some changes as well. So I'm kind of glad we're talking about this, although I think our listeners are just obnoxiously tired of hearing us
Oh
continuously talking
no.
about,
I think they find a lot of humor in us never ending, in our never ending failure. I think there's a lot of comedy in that actually. So I think they're okay.
great. I'm glad we could bring comedy to your
Yeah, so
lives.
that's my real question is why do
I'm
we
just
suck so much?
Well, I think it's the thing of, have you heard
Oh, okay. So
of
well, all right, let's talk about it. So this was the catalyst. So we have a shared friend who lives up by you. We're not going to say names because I don't want to disclose anyone's personal business, right? And
Okay.
he's on it. He just started. So he
Okay.
started about 40 days ago. He's down 30 pounds. It's a pretty obvious loss, right? And here's what I'm struggling with. Like, simply, it works, right? But it works by making you absolutely despise food.
Well, no, not necessarily. I've actually listened to a few podcasts on it. What it does is it does the job of your brain sensor. So it does the job of your stomach telling your brain, "Hey, I am full," or your brain telling your stomach, "I am full, stop eating."
Yeah.
And so it makes you just not eat. And I think not eat, but not overly eat. And I was listening, one of the podcasts I was listening to was Today Explained. From Vox Media, and the reporter, the person they were talking to, is actually on it. And one thing he said that resonated with me, I was actually talking to my wife about this, is that he's like, I now understand what everybody else understands. Where like the people who know how to portion control, like I get them now. You know what I mean? Like I never, for me personally, I never understood how like my wife could eat one or two slices of pizza and be like, "I'm good, I'm good," or eat like a handful of chips and be like, "I'm good, I don't need to eat more."
Sure.
My mind didn't understand how her mind worked, and this pill, this drug, basically does that, right? So, the problem is that I could see it being highly addictive. Because the minute, like, I imagine when you stop taking it, then it stops doing what it does, and then you either gain the weight back because you go back to eating the way you did, or you have to you depend you create a dependency on it to continue with your new path and lifestyle.
Yeah, well, okay, so what similar. I'm like you. I've researched things and listened to podcasts. And Derek English on Plain, or Derek Thompson on Plain English, had a great kind of breakdown. And I don't know if you do you like you ever listen to Tim Ferriss, Kevin Rose? Do you know those names?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Kevin Rose from Hardcore, Tim Ferriss, of course, everybody
knows. Yeah. Okay. So I love Kevin Rose. Like, I actually knew Kevin long before Tim from back in the days of Dig and Dignation and all that stuff, right? So they do a podcast together often called The Random Show, which is always great. And Kevin has been saying for years he was getting his podcast back up off the ground, and it came back 2 weeks ago. And the very first episode, which you should listen to, is called Hacking All the Hacky Things. And it's you'd know the guy. He's like, he's a crazy like financial hacker for like points and credit cards and things like that.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, from the points guy?
Not that guy, but it's a similar guy. And they're talking about everything from health, wellness, you know, money, like all this crazy stuff. It's a really great listen. And they're talking about Mounjaro versus Ozempic, because they both had some health reasons to stay away from Ozempic, or recommended by their doctor, Peter Attia, who you probably know too. And the hard part is simply, right, if your body doesn't produce ghrelin and you think you're full more often, you're going to eat less, which our friend that's on it, he said he's eating about 400 to 500 calories a day right now. Like,
that's crazy. That's not enough.
No, I know, but okay, so this is the problem. So my brain really hates that you having that even possibility of taking a drug like that, because this is a person that eats 4,000 to 5,000 calories typically. I mean, big Italian eater, right? And so he's having the same effect that you ultimately had at the end of your time on keto, which is he's not losing fat, he's losing fat and muscle, right? What you and I both know is that doesn't matter at all when you're really overweight. It matters, but at some point losing the bigger part causing the blood pressure is worth the risk. But you eventually have to build back muscle. And to your point, the second you're off that drug, those aren't learned skills. You're not going to suddenly just eat smaller. And so, okay. So knowing that that's not one of the options for me, right? Like, my options are either go hardcore in fasting in Chico, fasting in keto, right? Like, those are the only three ways. And the reason I say fasting in all three is because that's the one thing I know consistently that works for me, like when I do that well.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling to want to do keto. The last couple times, it's not gone so well for me, like rashes and some of the like side effect things that I know you don't get any of those, but I do. But also, like, freaking hell, it worked. And the reason to ask you this question today, this podcast will come out, what, like the 17th or 24th or somewhere in that range, right? But it's the 10th. We are a week away from our 4-year pandemic anniversary.
Well, I actually started mine March 9th. So today we're recording on the 10th. It was 4 years yesterday.
Oh, okay. Mine was the 17th, I think. Because it was around St. Paddy's Day is what I remember. But still, like, okay, so if I just look forward and said at September of that year, I was in the best shape of my life, right?
Same.
Okay. So if I did it right now, my birthday this year, I could be back. I just have to commit to all the same things that worked.
Yeah. I mean, same. I think there's a lot of obviously differences in our lives between four years ago and 4 years now.
Of course, I'm not sitting at home with the ability to manage, you know, to get on the bicycle, Peloton every day for an hour.
Yeah. Well, and I'm the opposite, right? So now I actually have a job that no longer requires me to walk around all day every day. That's been my struggle, right? That's been my struggle. Even the past 2 weeks, I was talking to Jill about it yesterday. I did it pretty hardcore for 2 weeks, and I only lost about 5 or 6 pounds, which sounds like a lot, and it is, but it's not a lot when you start keto.
Right, it's not.
And so I think my challenge is a little different. My challenge is I've been eating once a day, and I've been waiting to eat until I get home from work. So it's like around between 6 and 7, and to eat 1,600 calories, 1,600 calories. And so it's like, One part is it's just a lot of food to eat in one sitting. And then, of course, when I weigh myself the next morning, I'm never going to get the same weight result that I would get if I'd stopped eating at 6 p.m. the day before over a 6 hour period of six hour window, right? So there's some mental challenges there. I mean, in the long term, it should all be the same. But I almost think because I don't move as much as I used to, my challenge is I can't eat less than 1500 calories a day. Like, that's just not a healthy number to be less than that.
Yeah.
But I'm also not as active as I was. So it's like, why? Like, what has to change, right? I don't know what needs to change. Now, the only thing that I've done differently this go around is I am eating more than 20 gross grams of
Right,
carbs.
just going
Actually,
net.
my gross number is 50. My net number is still 20 because I'm trying to eat at least 20 grams of fiber per day.
Right. Well,
Right? Which you should
you
do.
should do.
Fiber is important, right? So I don't actually think that is making an impact, but something is making an impact and I just don't know what it is. I'm willing to bet it's the fact that I'm just eating everything at the end of the night, going to bed 2 hours later, so I don't have any opportunity to burn off all 1600 calories. And throughout the day, while I'm still hitting all my activity goals, I'm not nearly as active, as mobile as I used to be. And so I think I need to go back to 18 by 6 instead of an OMAD. And I like the idea of cooking my dinner fresh when I get home. So I think what I'm going to start this week, starting tomorrow, is eat between 2 and 8 instead of 12 and 6. So take all of my non-refrigerated snacks and stuff with me to work and kind of start eating at 2. My nuts, my, whatever, beef jerky, whatever that looks like. And then that way I don't have to take refrigerated items or like a lunchbox or ice packs or anything. And then come home and have my protein shake as a dessert, have my main dinner as my dinner, and then kind of see how that looks and feels. My goal right now is about to lose about 20 pounds. That's all I need to lose is about 20 pounds. It's not a lot. Realistically, we should be able to lose that in a month, month and a half, maybe 2 months, right? If you kind of slow roll it.
Well, I think, for real, like I need to use this week to kick that off and to do a really great job. Honestly, I think what worked was that you and I had almost daily conversations about it, right? It was
We did talk about it a lot.
sending someone their
We used to send each other screenshots of our logged meals
right.
and
And not in like a if you don't do it, something's wrong, but like in a almost like proud way, right? It was like, check it
we're just
out.
encouraging
Like,
one
look what I
another.
did. Hey, have you had this meal? Like, I remember the first time you sent me barbecue and you're like, look, I can eat brisket. And so
I miss
I think I'm just
barbecue.
gonna annoy you with text messages this week and
No, please
try to
do.
get some of that. I think I'm gonna really go fasting in Chico, and honestly, it's two very selfish reasons, which is one, March Madness is coming up, and I love that like week and season, and the ability to have some options feels good. And just like you with travel, like I can do keto anywhere. I'm capable of it because I did it for so long. But it really is a lot of, it's annoying on other people. It's not about you. Like if you're by yourself, it doesn't matter. It's fine. But the moment someone else has to adjust their diet or ask you if they can go a certain place, it's so frustrating, like to feel like you're making someone have something they don't want. And so this is my spring break is in like the break from last year and these last couple years of doing the half-assed version of this and saying, all right, I'm ready. Like I'm ready to do it. I need some help. I need your accountability. I need this podcast to be about, not just our friendship, but maybe actually invoking the skinny and skinny fries, if that'd be okay with you. Because that was the origin of, the name beyond the French fry joke.
Well, and there you have it, folks. 4 years and two podcasts later, with a lot of breaks in between,
We're right where we
John and I
started.
are still talking about diets and cameras, and ain't nothing
I want to
changed.
just.
Oh, one thing has changed. We are not swearing anymore on the
That
podcast.
is fucking right.
Skinny fries.